like you standing up. I don't have to stand up. It's so nice having headphones. So nice having headphones.
I'm gonna stand up.
I'm still here with Peter. What did we just hear?
Screeko.
What did we just hear? Heard.
That was a B-side to a Mutare 7-inch. That was their second 7-inch. Came out in 2007. That was Glass Words. Paper Words. That was Glass. That was actually called Glass. It was a B-side, and there's a Locked Groove on that B-side.
Awesome.
And before that was Shadow of a Doubt, my favorite Sonic Youth song of all time.
Awesome. Are we going to start rumors? No.
No, well, there is a possibility, but I don't want to say anything about possibly the band that's about to play for you live here on Thunderbird Radio Hell, CITR 101.9 FM. Possibly, there's a slight chance they may actually open up that show on December 18th, but I don't want to... Oh, wait, it's Peter Srigo providing that.
Anyways, yeah. Why don't we just introduce the band? You're listening to CITR Radio live on Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program. This is time to kick in to the live music portion of our programming, and the band in the studio right now is...
Oh, it's Phone Calls. It's Phone Calls.
That's a good intro.
They're the reason that there's enough...
All right,
Phone Calls. Overtalked. Phone Calls, they've got a 7-inch coming out, and a 7-inch release show, probably December 19th. They may be playing with Sonic Youth. And they've been around since 2005, okay. 2006, and they've got a bassist now, so Mel, Kim, and Ben.
Awesome.
Rock it.
All right, Phone Calls live on CITR.
I'm your human sponge, Mel.
SpongeBob.
Thanks, Aaron.
Okay.
Sponge Morris.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I guess we were supposed to play.
Tito.
I'm trying to remember what the secret word was. The keyword was. You are listening to CITR Radio live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the program. We are here with phone calls. Peter, they're taking pictures. Kind of distracting.
I know, that's too many pictures.
I close my eyes.
Phone calls, formerly previously known as Pink Noise.
Yep.
Is there a reason for the name change? Is that to do with the newish bass player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also like six Pink Noises. Oh, and we didn't know, because we're not really musicians, so we didn't know that that's actually like a sound or like a frequency.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I thought it was just like funny because we were girls.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, but, no.
But now we have bands.
It means something, and I didn't know that.
So was it okay? Yeah, but then now that you're a guy joined a band, pink doesn't work for you.
Oh, Peter.
So actually, really well, actually,
what's going on?
No, actually, he wears the most pink out of all.
Not
of
tonight
us.
Though, but
yeah, not tonight. No. The joke was they showed up to my house. They're like, "Yeah, we're laughing because we're all wearing black and you'd be wearing pink."
Yeah,
I'm wearing black.
Half of us, well, two-thirds of us are goth.
Well, maybe you show up thinking that, oh, then it's Pink Noise. I have to come in pink. Yeah. No, it was over-eager.
Like, I bought a uniform before I joined.
Yeah. So Ben, the bass player, what happened? How did you join the band? What was the process?
He begged us.
You laugh, but it's kind of true. I don't know. I saw Pink Noise a few times, and they're one of my favorite bands. And I work with Mel's best friend.
Yep.
And I don't think she's supposed to tell me this, but, oh, you know, they're thinking of adding a bass player, and that just turned the opportunist in me right on. And
eyes light up immediately.
Yeah. I sent an email to them, and then I found myself crammed in this van full of people and next to Mel, and I was like, "Hey, Mel, did you get my email? What do you think, huh? I have a bass. I love your band. It'd be perfect." That was basically it. Then Mel's like, "Okay, well, let's have a tryout." And it's actually in quotations.
Yeah, just to be able to get out of the van.
Yeah.
Truth comes out.
And was there an extra tryout? What happened?
Yeah, no. There was.
Was that a tryout? Because I showed up and you're like,
and it was hilarious.
Are you cool?
It was awesome, but it was hilarious that there was a tryout. But there was. We said, come and try out.
But I showed up and you're like, so you're in the band, huh? Like, are you cool? Are you happy with this?
I was just being nice, and then I planned on never answering your email and avoiding you forever.
Oh,
but it worked out.
Yeah, and also I have a jam
but
face.
But it worked out because he knew a lot of our songs, which was crazy when he showed up. Yeah, it was wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you kind of worried that he's such a super fan now?
No.
No. Sorry, Ben. Sorry.
No.
That's awesome. Well, if you're going to join a band, it's good to know the songs.
I think he just had a bass and he just wanted to use it. Yeah. And he was like, "Oh, that band."
Were you playing in other bands before at all?
Yeah. Well, I'm usually a drummer, and So I was doing that, and I always wanted to play the bass, and you know, why not, right?
Very awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what makes you decided on the name Phone Calls then?
It's Mel's favorite song name. One of our songs is
just
Phone Calls.
I don't know. It's stupid. Don't even really like it.
Yeah, no.
It's hard. It's so hard to come up with.
I like it.
It's like if I had a baby, I would never be able to come up with a name, ever. I would constantly be changing. Kim has a dog that's name is Dog because we have such a hard time coming up with names. So.
Yeah, that's kind of the sucky part of it, though.
Thanks. I named my van, though.
That's true, but she named her van. Yeah.
But the problem is
Luga.
But kind of like naming a child, though. Having a name is kind of important. But
And then people always ask you what it means, right? And it's embarrassing, and you feel like an idiot.
Usually, I don't usually care so much unless you change a name, because then you think maybe you're picking one over another, so there's maybe a reason.
Yeah.
But obviously, no reason in this case whatsoever.
I hated Pink Noise.
No, there was other Pink Noises, and that's really the only reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's talk a bit about your music then. I don't know.
Peter's laughing. Because you're calling it music.
What are you guys trying to do?
What are we trying to do?
What are you trying to do? Like, is there influences? Is there something you strive for? Are you
trying to make everyone miserable?
Some bands do.
No, we just, I don't know, me and Kim just started playing music together just because we have fun doing that.
Right.
And then, I don't know, we just started playing shows and that was rad. And then right. we got to go on tour in the summer, which right. was super cool. Are you, like, I don't know.
Are you guys sort awesome. Of playing songs that is maybe similar to bands that you like? Or not similar, but, you know, influences by people you like? Or are you trying to do something different?
Oh, man. That's
tough. Is it tough?
I think that's probably true to some degree, of course.
Yeah, but we don't like what we get compared to. No. We always get compared to, like, grunge stuff and, like...
Oh, yeah?
And, like...
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I'm not 11 anymore.
Like Dinosaur Jr.?
I don't think... Like Dinosaur Jr. All my guitar solos, yeah.
You just say it just goes to the bass lines.
Yeah.
Bass player, but yeah, Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah, totally, totally. I don't know. Okay. I don't know, man. I really like stupid goth 80s. Me and Kim love Flock of Seagulls. It doesn't really make much sense.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. And, okay, well, let's talk about, so, Peter probably, anyways, whatever. You guys have an EP out.
Yeah.
Give It Back.
Yeah.
Is the name of an EP.
Which sucks, because that's the worst song on there.
My Lullaby.
Why was this chosen then?
Yeah.
I don't
know. There's a couple songs, My Lullaby.
I don't know.
Are you playing Give It Back tonight, or?
Yeah, we already did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was when you guys fell asleep back there. Oh. That was the one.
Okay. What is the worst song on it? When was this done? The album.
I think it was April.
Yeah.
April we recorded with Jordan.
Jordan.
Coop. Jordan Coop.
Jordan, Coop. As Peter was saying.
Coop. Yeah.
From Turn Crystals, how was it fun? Was it good?
Yeah, we've recorded twice before with him. We love him. Yeah.
Any plans on making more of this? Or until this sells out?
Yeah. Oh, I think
Peter's available gonna buy a couple, and I'm my mom's gonna
Boundary.
Buy some.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
How long did it take? Like a day or less?
Yeah, no, we did it
like
one night.
One night.
Yeah, uh-huh. Pretty much. We did it in 10 hours. We recorded it and mixed it in 10 hours. So.
Very nice. Yeah. And this is available everywhere.
Yeah.
At your shows, record stores, well, find a record stores.
Maybe I'll get one.
Yeah, Peter's been working on it.
at some point.
Yeah. We have a record release show, actually, on January 16th. It's a No More Strangers night. Hopefully with New Sensei and Cat Attack, but we haven't heard yet. But it will definitely be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very awesome. Okay. Do you guys want to play more songs?
Show.
And then we'll come back and chat. Phone calls on CITR live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Peter Sack!
No, 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 These are the words I've been
from the street. They like us. They really like us.
Phone calls live on CITR. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Thanks. Oh, sounded awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sounded awesome. For upcoming shows, people should check out your website, myspace.com/phonecallsringring.
Ring ring, yeah.
That's awesome. Phone calls ring ring. Or do a search on Google. I think phone calls pink noise would show up.
Probably. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, we also have our record release show.
Yeah.
On January, 16th? Yeah.
January 16th.
At the Balmoral.
Balmoral.
Right. Yeah.
Is that, do you know what day of the week that is?
Like it's Friday. A Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, it's awesome. A No More Strangers okay. night.
Right. Yeah. So they are back at the Balmoral. They were going back and forth.
Spunky Winky Beans.
There's Smokies and
yeah. Smileys. And now, they're at Balmoral. So that's cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so January 16th. Check them out.
Cool.
And we kind of out of time, but we might be able to play some songs you wanted on the record player if you can run to the studio quick enough. But we'll see what happens. I'm gonna switch over and play some other songs until that happens.
Cool.
Okay.